Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Yeah. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. Yeah. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace. Reveal it.
This world is yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back of all my grizzy, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, February the 13th. I almost said 14th. Wednesday, February the 13th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. And as always, all these shows come with a warning. Again, not for new believers. This is for seasoned veterans. Today's message, again, is a kingdom message. It's not a gospel message. So today's message is going to be a little different from what you've probably heard previously. However, it's based upon kingdom principles. So today's message comes from Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14. Now, this is extremely important. That we over and understand, my brothers and sisters, because what's happening is you have been programmed to lie, steal, cheat, and do bad behavior. We all have been programmed to do bad. Now, you probably don't remember the program, because it happened to you when you was a young whippersnapper. And I may do a separate show on, in fact, I know I will do a separate show that breaks down the Dark Lord's agendas and how. Now, remember the Dark Ages? Anybody remember the Dark Ages? What about the Inquisition? Anybody remember the church Inquisition? Now, during this church age of the Inquisition, it was really, really interesting that the church, what we want to call the church, now primarily the Catholic system, that was the government system at the time, that was used to create a very intensive questioning and investigation into what is considered good and bad. And the church, during the Inquisition, upon their definitions of good and bad, proceeded to do all types of atrocities to all people. Now, this is extremely important when we talk about understanding how life works. It's because what we're talking about is learned helplessness. Now, the Bible says in Jeremiah 3:14 that, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and turn and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion." So God is married to the backslider, and we've heard that before. You know, backslider is somebody who's, you know, kind of, quote-unquote, turning away from being or doing good. Now, remember, you're programmed by this harmonious arrangement to be bad or to do bad. So how does this programming take place? Now, the program is so effective that you don't even know that you're being programmed. So the program starts at birth, and you come into this dimension, and you do something, and you're not corrected. Whenever you do something, and it goes unchallenged, whenever you do something, and you provide what is called a deferred punishment, for lack of a better term, or, again, we're talking about the program now. When something is said or done that goes unprocessed, meaning when you think about life and you think about how we learn, control is the opposite of love. Now, by definition, you know, when we look at it, when we talk about control, when we talk about rules and we talk about regulations, according to the scriptures, the rules or laws are for the lawless. Now, laws are for the lawless. Let me say that one more time. The law, according to the scripture, the law is for the lawless. So if you're lawless, then these laws apply to you. Now, it's extremely, 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 extremely important. Laws are for the lawless. Now, I got to say it one more time, because you're living by laws and you're not lawless. So why are you living by laws unless you need those laws? Now, again, I don't pay attention to the law because I'm not living outside of the laws. So I know if a cop pulls me over and asks me, you know, you fit the description of somebody that just robbed the bank. Well, my response is, you obviously got the wrong description, or maybe I got a lookalike. Maybe I got a twin out here walking around because I don't rob banks. I'm not a bank robber. So there's laws against robbing banks, but they don't apply to me because I don't rob banks. So you are listening to and keeping laws that don't apply to you. So do bad, feel good. So what does that mean? Do bad, feel good. So the kingdom principle says in the kingdom there is something called omnibenevolence. That's it. So in the kingdom, there's only one frequency. There's not a plethora of frequencies. There's only one. It is omnibenevolent. So remember, negative thinking creates changes in the brain structure. Let me say that again. Negative thinking, now again, if you want biology, I like talking about biology. You know, I got a plethora of scriptures, of biological facts. If we want to go the biological route, I prefer to go the biological route. Because then, again, I can destroy all of your theology. I mean, not your theology, but, you know, people you know. So there is this negative thinking. See, you don't know what negative thinking does to the brain. Now, what is negative thinking? Negative thinking is I cannot. So the moment you say, or the moment you have something that you cannot do, that does something to the brain negatively. It doesn't help the brain. We've learned helplessness. We've learned, it's called learned helplessness. So we've learned to do negative affirmations. We don't use positive affirmations. We got 10 commandments that says thou shalt not. We don't have 10 commandments that says thou shalt. So by biological definition, by the way by which the brain works, you are programmed to fail because you're saying thou shalt not. So whenever you say, you know, if I say, you know, don't do blank, the brain doesn't register negative affirmations. The brain fulfills negative affirmations. Now, a negative affirmation is the most dangerous thing you can do on earth. Let me say it again. A negative affirmation is a positive affirmation said the wrong way. So a negative affirmation is a negative thought that runs in the brain on an autopilot mode. So whenever you get upset, whenever you get stressed, whenever you get bored, whenever you feel something that you can't control, bam, the brain kicks in and it starts doing something. This is called a negative affirmation. So a negative affirmation is like beyond the scope of our ability to process, because most of us, you know, we didn't take cellular biology. So what does, you know, what does a negative affirmation mean? You know, when we talk about a negative affirmation means that it lacks enthusiasm, interest, and optimism. Let me say that again. A negative affirmation is any statement that lacks enthusiasm, interest, and optimism. Easy for me, through the spirit or love. So a negative affirmation is any statement that you make that does not contain love in it. That's a negative affirmation. Now, this is extremely important because we're talking about doing bad, feeling good. So right now, if you do bad, what happens? You feel bad. Now, that's a negative affirmation. Now, I'm not saying that you should do bad. I'm just saying you should feel good. See, I'm saying the same thing in a different way. Now, this is how cunning your enemy is. See, you haven't ran up against – now, see, I used to work for him, so I understand how he thinks. So I just reverse engineered his theology. So override the devil's reality with God's mentality. Now, remember, God is omnibenevolent. We're not. Because we brought into a culture that says bad – equals bad. If you do bad, you go, bam, you get bad. That's what everybody tells me. So what I did was I went out to test the theory. So I tried to, in fact, I did. I didn't try, and I was damn good at it too. So I violated every scripture, every thou shalt not on the planet, than the ones that's off the planet. And guess what happens? The more bad I got, the more good I felt. Because why? God returns good for evil. Now, I know you don't do that, but God does. Well, let me rephrase that. The one I serve does. Because there's different gods. So let me make sure you understand. So the more evil I did, the more good I got back. Now, everybody kept telling me, you're going to get yours, and I never got it. Because I choose not to get it. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I people really have a difficult time understanding D, because it's outside the program, because you've been programmed because of the negative affirmation that the whole harmonious arrangement used. I don't know. I've never heard this taught. In fact, I'm the only guy, I'm the only person that I know that has a biblical understanding. Now, I know a lot of, you know, Dr. Bruce Lipton. I know a lot of biologists. I know a lot of atheists. I know a lot of scientists who understand what I'm sharing. I know very few people, traditional church folk, that understand what I'm saying. See, what happens to the brain when you think, whether it be a positive or a negative thought? The process of thinking is the process of establishing a neurological network. That means that there are nerves that release chemicals called signals, and it sends signals from and to the brain. The brain sends signals to other areas of the body. But the brain is where thoughts are downloaded. I don't know if I would say that's where thoughts are generated or created. Some people say that thoughts are created in the brain. I think thoughts are piped into the brain. But that's another study for another time. What we're talking about is how you feel. Now, I'm not talking about morality, right or wrong. Now, I know that, as I talked about in my private show, everybody knows already that you've been lied to about the morality issue. So you've been taught morality. You have not been taught, again, God's mentality. So you got reality, but you don't have mentality. That means that you don't think like the Father. You don't think like a king. You don't think like a queen. Now, you think moral. You think, should I do this because it's right or wrong? You don't think, should I do this because it's purpose? So there's a difference between morality and mentality. So God's mentality is not right or wrong. God's mentality is growth. God's mentality is benevolence. So the big G, which I'm, if you're in line with the big G, it says all good gifts come down from the Father of light. In the big G, he just got light. He's all light. In him there is no darkness. There is no variance. There is no shadow. There is no turning. There is no change. James chapter 3, according to the big G. Now, again, I'm talking kingdom principles. I'm not talking about church tradition. So that's again, night and day, two different things. So you get to choose today. You get kingdom principles or church tradition. But, again, if it is to be, it is up to me, meaning you bring about what you think about. So everybody, thankfully, you get to create your own world based upon your own beliefs and your own reality. Now, those beliefs and your reality was given unto you. And extremely important, brothers and sisters, because you've been lied to. Now, what do you mean? Well, the Bible says that God is married. Now, I'm married. Now, I understand that when you get married, is the marriage based upon right or wrong? Meaning, if the wife does something right, I stay married. If she does something wrong, I get divorced. Is that how marriage is based upon? No, when you get married, it says for better or for worse, in sickness or in health, for richer or for poor. So marriage is not based upon duality. Marriage is based upon a contract. It's based upon an agreement. Let me say that again. See, what you got is duality. Your brain works on duality. You're not married to purpose. Now, we already broke this down when we broke down adultery, and it talks about the word woman in that scripture means purpose. And when you commit adultery, that means that you leave your purpose because it's not good or bad. When you get married, now remember, we just read it in the book of Jeremiah, God said he's married to the backslider. That means the bad guy. Now, it says, return backsliding children, says Ayah, Asher, Ayah, for I am a husband unto you. I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you unto Zion. Meaning God said, okay, backslider, that means a person who is not doing the right thing, moral. God is saying, my kingdom is not based upon morality. My kingdom is based upon purpose, meaning that in my kingdom, everybody has something to, they are designed to be. My kingdom is based upon if you be. Now notice, Lucifer was not kicked out of his kingdom because of morality. He was kicked out of kingdom because of purpose. Go to the book of Isaiah. And it said, I saw Lucifer fall like lightning from heaven. Why? He said in his heart, I want to be like the Most High. He didn't do anything good or bad. He decided he wasn't leaving purpose. He wasn't fulfilling his destiny. So when once you make a decision to not do your purpose, God got a problem with you. But if you are doing good and bad stuff, God doesn't have a problem with you. Because God, the big G, not the little one, not the little G, he may have a problem, but the big G doesn't. Because, again, the kingdom is not based upon, there is no such thing as good and bad in the kingdom. There's just one frequency that is used. Now, is there a good or bad hammer? Is there a good or bad gun? Is there a good or bad automobile? Is there good or bad, you know, nails? All of these, is there a good or bad computer? These are tools that we use. This is technology. So I'm using a computer. Is it good or is it bad? My computer is not good or bad. It's how I use it. You have a body. Your body is not good or bad. It's how you use it that's good or bad. Now, notice in the Bible, it talks about sin. Sin means hamantano. In my private group, y'all already know this because we broke it down last night. Hamantano comes from the underlying group, Greek word medros. Medros means not living according to your lot, your share, and your destiny. It has nothing to do with morality. So you are doing bad. That's what we call morality. There should be no feelings attached to that. Now, are feelings going to happen? Absolutely. But what do you do with those feelings? So when you have a bad feeling, what do you do? Well, you do what the Bible says to do. The Bible tells me to bring every thought, because thought produces feelings. And what does it tell me to do with those thoughts? Anybody remember that scripture? Well, let's pull it up in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. So 2 Corinthians, now remember, the Bible is your SOP. So whenever you have, because remember, Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth. That means before getting out of your dirt suit. So the earth is the body. So this is the basic instructions while in the body. It's not about leaving the planet. It's about leaving your dirt suit and putting on your spiritual suit. So before you leave your earthly vessel and put on your heavenly vessel, your glorified body, you need to understand basic instructions. So the Bible is basic instructions before leaving dirt suit. You got this poop suit on. So this is the basic instructions before leaving your poop suit. You ain't leaving the planet. You ain't leaving the earth. You ain't leaving this atmosphere, because you're designed by the Creator to have dominion over this dirt. So your job is to understand the basic instructions before leaving dirt. So now that we understand what the Bible is, we can use it. It's like it's a program. Now remember, you are either using the program or the program is using you. You are either using your body or your body is pimping you. And your body is telling you right now, yo, homie, we need to eat. And so right now, either you telling your body, nah, man, we're going to eat after Brother Will finish, or your body is going to create some pain, hunger pain, and you're going to say, oh, Brother Will, hey, man, I want to listen to you, homie, but my body calling me, we got to go. And you out. So either your body's controlling you through your chemicals, you hooked on a sour grape, you hooked on, you know, called alcohol, you might be hooked on, you know, cannabis, the dried marijuana, and, you know, get a little headache or you get whatever y'all get, and you say, whoop, I gotta go, I gotta get these cups of puffs. So that means the plant is controlling you. Well, that's not the way the system is designed. You're supposed to control the body. The body is not supposed to control you. So right now, our body is controlling us. We're not controlling the body. See, the more you be and do bad, the more you experience good. Because God is trying to prove to you that there is no such thing as good and bad. But now you ate from the wrong tree. That means you got the wrong belief system. Now, I'm not saying you should not do good or bad. I'm just saying that your purpose on earth is not to try to be good or bad. Your purpose on earth is to be what you're designed to be. I'm a didactic teacher. That's my purpose. My purpose is not to try to be good or bad. That ain't why I'm here. God is not going to judge me on whether I'm good or bad. He's going to judge me if I ran the right race. He's going to say, you know, Father, I did this in your name. I did that in your name. He will say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Iniquity means living above or without law. That means no purpose. Purpose is not known. Abuse is inevitable. If you know your purpose, what happens? If you have a gun and you ain't got no target to shoot at, what do you shoot at? Anything that moves, you just shoot. You ain't got no target. But if you got a gun and you got a target, what are you shooting at? You know exactly where to aim. You're not shooting randomly. That's the purpose you're here. What is your personal purpose? It's to fulfill your God-given destiny. It has nothing to do with morality. It has to do with destiny. And so you feel bad because that's the goal. The enemy knows. That's why he made you eat from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He don't give a beep if you're good or evil. You ain't got no freaking life. You ain't got no purpose. You ain't got no heart. You ain't got no passion. Do you think you have to control a man who's in love? Let me say this. Let me make sure you understand. So do you think I need a master to come and manage to take out a whip? Like, you know, back in the slaves, why do we have slavery in this country? Notice the slaves was forced to work. Why? None of them wanted to work. So how come I'm not forced? Why am I doing this show? I'm not getting paid. It's like I'm sure there's other things that I can do. So why am I not forced to do this show? How come I'm not forced to do Dear Kenny Reports? How come I'm not forced to do one-on-ones? How come I'm not forced? How come nobody beat me to make me post shizness on Facebook? How come nobody is putting a gun to my head? How come nobody forced me to marry my wife? How come I didn't have a shotgun wedding? How come nobody beat me? How come nobody is how come I don't have an overseer? See, you are being forced because you're going against your will because you're not in your lane. It's not something you want to do. You don't want to get up at 8 o'clock and go to work, but you're forced to get up at 8 o'clock and go to work. Why? You got something called bills. And you like your home and your car, so you are forced. Y'all think I do this for my car and my house? Take the car and the house. I'm still going to do the same thing. I'll be at the public library using their internet. I get on their computer, and I'll be sitting in the back of the library. Hey, this is Brother Will. Welcome. I'm still going to do my show. If I'm homeless, I'm going to find me an internet connection. I'm going to borrow somebody's phone, and I'm going to be out there on the streets cold or hot, depending on the weather. Freezing. Welcome. Doing my show. Why? I'm in love. See, there is no morality in love. Morality only exists for people who are not in love. See, the Father is love. So you mean to tell me there's rules in love? You're not in love if you need rules. Nobody got to tell me Valentine's Day is come up, do something nice for your wife. If you got to tell a man to do something nice for his wife, now he should be doing something nice every day. I buy flowers for my wife all the time. I don't buy. She'll tell you I buy. I just go to every time. I just, you know, okay. Yeah, I just get the thought. Or bring home candy, or buy her a card, bring home balloons, just random. Every day is Valentine's Day for me. I don't even know if it could one day, that ain't enough. So my wife is worth way more than just one day. See, if you got to legislate your behavior, boo-boo, get out. That you're in the wrong business. If your love has to be legislated, if you need somebody to tell you, okay, go buy some candies and flowers for your wife, it's Valentine's Day. Like, we got Black History Month. Are you serious? I got Black History Life. Every day is Black History for me. I don't celebrate Black History on February. You can't tell me when. I'm black. I celebrate my blackness anytime I freaking want to. 24/7/365. Don't freaking put me in no box, but the dominant culture says February, Negroes like, oh yeah, Black History Month. Man, go back to sleep. I don't need no freaking month. You don't tell me when to celebrate my blackness. I celebrate blackness anytime I want. See, this morality thing y'all got, these rules, these principles, I'm confused. I don't understand. Why you need Ten Commandments? I ain't violating none of them. Laws are for the lawless. Rules are for rule breakers. Now, are you a rule breaker? Oh, okay, well, this show's not for you. See, I'm a 2 Corinthians 10:5 Negro. Now, it's very few of us around. But the few of us that are here, this is what we do. We set our intentions. We throw down imaginations. We throw them down. I don't know if you understand. We like, rah, we're lions. We maul imaginations that don't line up with our purpose. So you think I'm out here imagining shiznits that goes against my purpose? I had a meeting this morning with a client, and some things that didn't work. We were supposed to meet for breakfast, and a couple of things happened, and it didn't. Schedule got lost. I was like, okay, I'm out, boo boo. Like I don't have like no disrespect to nobody. It's just my time is valuable. I'm not going. I don't have time. What's so important that you got? You ain't just got time to sit around and just meet at Starbucks and talk about the weather and hey, how the Spurs doing, man? Hey, what about them Cowboys? Hey, how about this? No, man, I'm in love. So I'm on a whole other level. People, y'all know, you got time to go to Starbucks and sit around and just, sip your latte with your pinky in the air. Not me. See, I don't care if I do good or bad based upon the church's definition of good and bad. I don't give a flying really, like for real. Anybody know me, you know. I don't care because I'm in love. I don't care. I have love because God is love. God does not care. God is love. You might want to try God. That means you might want to try love. See, once you get love of purpose, oh, man, you're like, where them devils at? You love walking through. You love throwing down. You love tearing down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. God is love. So somebody is coming up against my knowledge of love. That's not a good look. You might not want to do that. I'm just saying. Because let me get this right. So you feel. So what did you do that produced that feeling? Or you had a thought. Now, I don't know. You got to tell me, boo-boo, because I can't read your brain. 2 Corinthians 10:5. It's time for us to destroy some devils today. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Now, this is kingdom. This is not dominant culture. This is not harmonious arrangement. This is not bioluminescence. This is not luciferance. This is not Luciferin. This is God, the big one, not the little one. So the big one says, now, God is love. Do y'all really understand what that means, man? Or do y'all got a head knowledge? He didn't create it. Love is not a creation. Love is not oxytocin. This shit that we got on earth, this is not love. Love is not an emotional state. Love is not a mental disposition. Love is not a feel good. All of the definitions of that love you got is immensely flawed. So if you want to know what love is, you got to go to the love chapter, which again we don't have time to break it down. But you might want to go read 1 Corinthians 13 if you want to know, like if you're serious, because you those attributes, yeah, you probably don't got them. I'm working on it too. Because I understand, okay, love is patient. Love is kind. Love doesn't seek its own. See, all of those things that it says about love, that's God. Now, if your God is not that, I'm trying to think, man, do I know? I don't know nobody, myself included. I don't know nobody that has love. I don't know nobody. I know a lot of people who think they got love. I know a lot of people who think they in love, myself included. But based upon the definition of love, we missing the mark. Now, again, I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, but let's keep it real. Because the enemy got you, you know, he got us all convoluted into thinking, so therefore we feel bad. Now, I don't know why y'all continue, especially if you've been listening to my show at all. People who've been in my, been following me, if you want to use that word, who've been disciples, now they are messiahs and getting ready to be kings and queens. All y'all kings and queens out there, if I speak with the tongues of men and angels, I mean, that means, and I do, I can wax. Y'all know that. Y'all know I can wax eloquently. I mean, I mean, let's keep it real. I like me. I mean, hey, I love me some me. Brother Dana, I love me some me, brother. My wife tells me all the time, Negro, you just like to hear your own self talk. And I thought about that. I'm like, damn, babe, you know what? You're right. I actually like to hear myself talk. So I like me some me. So let's not get it twisted. You should like you some you. If you don't love you, how the hell you going to love anybody else? Now, I know people who don't like themselves. Oh, man. Where they do that at? Now, as a retired self-hater, that's not a good look. That's like when I see a self-hater, that's like a leper. It's like I'm trying to get away from that dude or that dude that. That's ugly. I don't care how beautiful you look. If you got self-hate, it's like it made me nauseous. Because remember, I'm a retired self-hater. I've been there, done it already. I know what it looks like. So if you got self-hate, it's not a good look because you can't love nobody else if you don't love yourself. Therefore, you can't be saved. I know people who say that they love God and they hate themselves. What? How you do that? That's why I don't like church. The tradition, not the building or the organization or the people, the traditions of church. Because you go to church, what do? They make you feel bad. Because they're telling you, I don't care if you're doing something wrong. You know what I told? Same thing I told all my kids. Y'all want to drink? Drink. How much alcohol y'all need? I'm going to go, I'll buy you. Do you need 5 kegs? Okay, I'll buy you 10 kegs. Drink. Sin. Sin till you pass the hell out. And then get up and sin some more. Do bad. Do as bad as you can. Because the more bad you do, guess what happens? What happens when you do bad? What happens when you do bad? Think about it for a moment. What happens when you do bad? I'm talking about to yourself. What happens when you do bad? Let's say you overeat. What happens? You are going to be 400 pounds. What's going to happen to me? Nothing. So let's say you drink. Now, you know alcohol is not good for you, but you drink and you drink and you drink. Boom, liver's gone. What happens to me? Nothing. So let's say you do bad. Now, I know people say that, you know, collateral damage. You drink, you get in your car, you go out, you run over somebody. Sure, bad things happen. You do bad, bad things happen. That's the point. What is the point? The point is the reason why we do bad, because we feel bad. And the reason why we feel bad is because we think bad. And biologically speaking, process in the brain that happens when you do bad, when you think bad. So what happens in the brain when you have a thought? The brain releases a chemical. It's either cortisone or dopamine. And so when you are focused by, again, the action, negative thoughts, it saps the brain of positive, what they call forcement or forcefulness. In other words, it slows the brain's processors down. The brain is like a computer. You ever log on a computer when the internet is really slow? That's what happens to the brain when you are fear, doubt, unbelief. Any of the fruits of the flesh, it saps the brain. It dims the brain. It limits the brain's ability to function. It creates depression. Let me say it again. It creates depression. Let me say it again. It creates the compression. It stops the brain from operating at peak performance. Let me say it again. If you feel bad. Now, if you do bad, the only way you can do bad is if you feel bad. The only way you can feel bad is if you think you're bad. So if you think you're a sinner, If you think you're broke, busted, and disgusted, if you think you're a loser, if you think all the stuff that they tell you to think when you go to a you know, traditional church, if you do that, these negative thoughts, they do something to the brain, and they do something to the body. So when you have these quote-unquote negative thoughts, it produces a mental disorder. Let me say it again. When you feel bad, this is why I don't feel bad. I do bad. Let's say I go to Walmart and I steal something because I'm hungry. I walk out of that Walmart, I do not feel bad. Because why? I'm not trying to create a mental disorder. All mental disorders on the earth right now are the result of people who've been feeling bad too long. If you hold a feeling in the brain that says something is wrong with you over time, it produces a mental disorder in the brain, biologically proven. I got all the case study if you need it. That was a great study in the matter. That was a great article, magazine article that talks about this study in Psychology Today. So stress, fear, doubt, unbelief, anxiety, they produce ADHD. They produce schizophrenia. They produce arrested development disorder. They produce bipolar disorder. They produce, in fact, most mental illness. Now, remember the movie Split? The dude who have all these personalities, how did he get them? Remember the movie Split? And the lady said, if you say his name, William, what was his name? What was it again, babe? Eric? Yep. Harry Wendell Crumb? Yeah. Harry Wendell Crumb or whatever. But notice his brain flashback to his mother producing pain or fear in him by abusing him, a.k.a. making him feel bad. And when they said his full name, it snapped him out of that mental disorder. Let me say that again. All mental disease is a result of you thinking you're a sinner. What we call a sinner, which means you're doing something that goes against something. Now, I'm not saying you should do something that goes against something. I'm just saying if you are doing something that goes against something, why you feel bad? I'm talking about grown people now. I'm not talking about 18 and under. I ain't even talking about 21 and under. I remember having this conversation many, many years ago with our brother Dana. And I'm sure brother Dana won't mind me sharing this. And I remember telling brother Dana, why you feel bad? There's nothing wrong with, now brother Dana has a course now that deals with cannabis use. So if you are a cannabis, and again, I told my own children this. They said, Dad, well, you know, we like to drink. I have my son. I tell him this about my oldest son. He likes to curse. I say, BJ, I don't like cursing. Well, I like cursing. It's a form of expression. So in my house, he wasn't allowed to curse. If he cursed, he got throat punched. It wasn't an option. I'm old school. I don't play. And I still don't play. Now he's grown. So I would go over his house, and he's cursing. Guess what? I said, oh, okay, BJ, love you, dog. I'm out. Tell the grandkids I said hello. I don't do that. Now if he comes to my house, he can drop a couple of F bombs. I'm all right. He's grown, but when it gets a little excessive, he knows. So I say, BJ, you know what, man? It might be time for you to go and leave, bro. And it's all good. So he can do bad. I don't care. He do bad at his house. He don't come to my house and do bad. He don't come to my house. Now if you wanna cook and like. When I cook, my wife laughs because I got one speed when I cook, high. The stove is on high. I do speed cooking. And it works pretty good. It cooks my food fast. Now, maybe a little burnt, but it cooks it fast. But I don't feel bad while cooking fast. Now, other people feel bad, like, man, why are you burning your stuff up, man? It tastes good to me, bro. So what are you doing? So like I told Brother Dana, when Brother Dana was going through, and I told Brother Dana, you're a grown-ass man. You can do whatever you want. Now, there may be some laws. Maybe you might want to move to Colorado if you want to, like, really, really smoke it. But if not, dude, you want to smoke cannabis? Smoke cannabis. I don't care if you make it. You know, why you feel bad? No, don't feel bad. If you do bad, okay, whose definition of bad? So in Colorado, the definition of bad is different from in Texas. In Texas, you fire up a doobie, you go into jail. In Colorado, you fire up a doobie, everybody cool with it. So you might want to go to the place where that definition is different. Because why? It removes that feeling. I don't care what you do, brothers and sisters. Now, I know you do. Now, I'm not saying that you're supposed to go do bad. I'm saying you should not feel bad. Now, that's the difference between a positive affirmation and a negative affirmation. A negative affirmation says, don't do bad. A positive affirmation says, don't feel bad. A positive affirmation says, feel good. A negative affirmation says, don't feel bad. They both say the same thing in a different way. It's like saying, this jar of yogurt contains or is 20% low fat. Now, this jar of yogurt is 80% high fat. It's the same statement. Which one would you buy? Would you buy something that says it's 80% of something that's bad for you? Or would you buy something that says it's, you know, 20% good for you? It's the same. We're saying the same thing. We're just saying it in a different way. Is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? I would buy something that said that this glass is half full. If it says it's half empty, like, I don't want something that's half empty. It's half full. Oh, it's half full? Okay. I'll take five of those. It's half full. Now, you can sell me the exact same thing, exact glass, but put on the cover, this glass is half empty. I was like, why is it half empty, man? Can I get it at least, you know, three quarters full? But if you put on that, this glass is half full. It's a positive. Half full, that's positive. Half empty, that's negative. But it's the same thing. That's what's going on today. So what's going on today, the devil is smooth, man. The devil is way ahead of us. He playing mind tricks with y'all. He knows God is not concerned because Romans 8 says, with my body I serve the devil, with my mind I serve God. The flesh wars against the body. The flesh wars against the spirit wars against the flesh. The two are contrary to one another. But he knows you didn't read Romans 7, Romans 8. He knows you didn't read my book, I Am Too Human. So the devil, he gets you to feel bad. So you go out and you do something, I don't know, whatever you do, that goes against your moral code. And so that makes you produce a feeling. I'm not saying to get rid of the moral code. I'm just saying to get rid of the feeling that you get when you ain't living up to the moral code. So you got morality. Now, morality is good. One good thing about morality is, what if your moral code says, like some countries supposedly, you can fondle or sleep with little boys. So if you don't have a moral code that says sleeping with little boys is against the law, because obviously there's some people who don't think that you should not do that. So there's some places that some people can say something that is, again, I would assume is common sense, but obviously it's not common. So if you have a problem with sleeping with little boys or little girls, and you own this dirt, and you feel bad when you do that, that feeling promotes that. So the problem is, I'm not saying you should sleep with little boys or little girls. I'm just saying when you feel bad after you sleep with little boys or little girls, it doesn't stop you from sleeping with little boys or little girls. In fact, based upon biology, it promotes. Because you think, and what you think about, you bring about. And you fear, and according to the book of Job, the thing that I fear the most will come upon me. So you bring about what you fear about, and you bring about what you faith about. So whether you feel good, you bringing it. Whether you feel bad, you bringing it. Except when you feel bad, not only are you bringing it, You're bringing a mental disposition that makes you do more of it. So there's enough mental problems going around in the world today. I talk to people all day that got mental issues. How do they get those mental issues? Because of what I'm teaching right now. They feel bad. I don't feel bad. If I shoot somebody in the head today, God forbid, right, wrong, or indifferent, I'm not going to feel bad. Now, I know. Thankfully, for your sake and for my sake, I've overcome mood disorders. See, the problem is that our brains are good at learning from bad experiences, but they're bad at learning from good experiences. That's the problem. The reason that you do bad is because, again, we learn better in adversity than we do in positivity. That's just fact. How do I know? I worked in an environment called prison where pain equals compliance faster than gain. In other words, treat the inmates good. Now, relationships. Treat your mate good, buy him all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. What happens? Relationship probably goes sour. Treat them bad. Now, I don't know why. Well, I do know why, but I don't know if you know why. When you treat people like trash, what happens? I see this in relationships all the time. Domestic violence. The dude beat the snot out the wife. You go arrest the dude. Now, remember, this is why I got out of law enforcement. I go arrest the dude, and the lady's trying to kill me. Took my gun, click, click. Thankfully, it didn't fire. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. Now, she called me. Her nose was broke. Blood running everywhere. I'm there to help her, but she wants to end my life. So what am I saying, brothers and sisters? Pain is how we learn. So your job is to get out of that system. It's a program. The purpose of today's show is to show you the program so you can get out. And that way you can learn while doing good. You don't have to learn while being bad. Your brain learns faster in adversity than it does in success. That's the only reason why you order adversity. You want, is there anybody listening to this call who doesn't want wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship? Well, remember Solomon. He wanted wisdom to be able to rule his people. God came to Solomon and said, ask me anything you want, and I will give it to you. What did Solomon ask for? Wisdom. What did God bring him? A problem. Adversity. Do bad. That's called a problem. So bad is how you learn good. That's why I say do bad, feel good. In the bad, again, biblically, Solomon wanted wisdom. God brought in two women and one baby. And he said, Solomon, solve this problem. Problems are products. The more problems you got, the more products you got. So problems, quote, unquote, are bad. I don't know nobody who says problems are good. I think I'm the only fool walking around who says problems are good. But I just understand that problems are the atmosphere that we create in order to learn how to do good. That's why I said the more you be and do bad, the more you're going to experience good. What does that mean? The more adversity you go through, the more you learn how to order and create good. I create products out of problems. Let me say it again. I'm not interested in problems. I'm now getting to the point where I don't need a problem in order for me to create a solution. I can constantly create solutions by recreating a solution and making a solution a better solution. Now I'm creating out of creation. I'm not creating out of problems. But first you got to learn how to create out of your problem. So you're going to stay in the dark until you can create in the dark. You're going to stay in your situation until you can monetize your situation. So when I say do bad, it's not necessarily about the physical act. When I say do bad, I mean be bad. When I say be bad, I mean the mental disposition. I mean think bad. So you having bad thoughts. I'm not saying that you should stop having those bad thoughts. In fact, keep having those bad thoughts. Those bad thoughts is going to force you to either do bad behavior or it's going to bring you to experience good or God. Every time I have a bad thought, it brings me to an experience with God. Because I got a relationship with God. Because I know love comes from God. Because I've read 1 John 4:7. 1 John 4:7 says, beloved, let us love one another. Okay, we got a problem right there. Because right now, we don't love one another. Especially with our current CEO or president of the United States. Excuse me, I had a drink of water. The language or the rhetoric doesn't promote love for one another. He's promoting love of the way things used to be. Let's make America great again. I don't think America was ever great. Because we came from slavery. That wasn't great for me. Now, it may be great for him. He ain't African American. So when he say, let's make great America great again, and Negroes are like, yeah, you might want to go back into American history, homeboy. I ain't trying to make America return back to where it used to be. Now, if I was Caucasian, I would be on that bandwagon. That's free labor for me. But that making America great again, that dog don't hunt. Not for me. So that rhetoric for me is that's not love. That's what I call a sounding cymbal. That's a noisy gong. Because it says in the love chapter, if I speak with tongues of men and angels, but I do not have love, I am but a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and I know all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all of my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but I do not have love, it profits me nothing. So to me, faith, hope, love, nothing is more important than love. That's why I keep saying you don't need rules, you need love. Let me say it again. You don't need rules. I know you like them, but you don't need them. What you need is love. You're not in love. If you are in love, you don't need no rules. Nobody got to make you do nothing when you're in love. You don't need Valentine's Day when you're in love to tell you to go do something for nice for the person you supposedly say that you love. Why? Love is patience. Anybody got that? Love is kind. Anybody got that? Love is not jealous. Okay, that goes 99% of the population right there. Love does not brag, and it does not boast, and it is not arrogant. That's pretty much every Negro I know. He's out. Love does not act unbecomingly, selfish. Okay? Man, anybody else standing? Okay, that's a couple of people left. It does not seek its own. Okay, everybody's out. It is not provoked. Okay, everybody, and a seed is out. That ain't been born yet. Your unborn seed is out too. Love is not provoked. Is there anybody that I'm pretty sure I can provoke you? If I spit in your face, are you going to be provoked? If I slap you in the forehead, are you going to be provoked? I'm pretty sure you're going to be provoked. Love is not provoked. It didn't say why. It says it's not. Love does not take into account a wrong suffered. Oh, wow. Everybody's out again. Love does not take into account a wrong suffered. So if somebody did you wrong and you suffered, you still are you taking that into account? So if I break into your house and steal all your money and you see me on the street, you're going to hug me and say, Brother Will, it's all good, Holmes. Yeah. I don't think your savings account is set up that way. I'm just saying. I know mine ain't. Then it says, love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. Love does not rejoice, but love rejoices with the truth. Notice that love only rejoices in truth. Then it says love bears all things. Love believes all things. It says it does it, it believes it. It means it's the definition of the word truth. That means it's considerate. It means love considers all things. So if you're a Christian and I'm a Buddhist, will you talk to me? No. That means you ain't got no love. Why? You ain't willing to consider. I ain't saying you got to change. I ain't saying you got to be a Buddhist. I'm just saying if you got real love, you know that what you got is more powerful than what everybody else got. So you ain't scarred. But, yeah, Christians I know, they ain't going to talk to no Satanists. They scarred. They scared that Satanist might jump on them. See, love believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Woo! Yeah, that's not, I have not seen that on the planet. I ain't even got that. It said endures all things. You piss me off, I'm out. That's not endurance. See, love endures all things. It didn't say love endures only the good things. It said love endures all things, brother. And then the one that wipes out everybody on the planet, it said love never fails. Anybody listening to this show have never failed. That means that you're not in love. See, love doesn't allow you to fail. See, you can only fail if you quit. You cannot fail unless you quit. You cannot fail unless you quit. You cannot fail unless you quit. That's how I know you're not in love. Love don't quit. You get knocked down, you get up. 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 You get knocked down. Love never fails. But if there is a gift of prophecy, that will be done away with. If there is a gift of tongues, that will cease. If there is a gift of knowledge, it will be thrown away, done away with. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when perfect comes, partiality will be done away with. Love is perfect. Perfect love casts out fear. Pretty much every Christian I know and every non-Christian I know, they got fear. That's why I know they're not in love. See, that's why I say I don't do fear. I just do love. When it comes to what my purpose is, I have no fear. You bring any devil, any demon you want. Perfect love casts out all fear. Get in love, brother. You got rules. You ain't got no love. You got, oh, brother, is this right or wrong? I don't give a, are you in love? Do you love doing it? Now, I understand what you're thinking. I think the same thing. Because remember, I think this stuff through before I come on the show and say it. There's a lot of people who love doing things that's not legal. That's how you know that they full of with these little things that I call demons. So do you remember what I just said about love? So if you like fondling little boys, did you read the love chapter? It said love does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. Does fondling little boys benefit the little boys? I don't think so. So there's no way you could say you love and hurt. Them two don't go together. See, if you really read through faith, hope, love, the greatest of these three is love. Love is its own or has its own restraints because love gives you something called aletheia. Love gives you discernment. Love gives you consideration. Love gives you a feeling of sensitivity that makes you sensitive to other people's feelings. And so you can sense when you are violating or disrespecting somebody and you're like, let me pull it back. I know it's not right or wrong, but the other person feels uncomfortable. So because you love them, you don't want them to feel uncomfortable. So you like pull back. That's love. Love is the ability to know what the other person needs and wants before they ask. If your mate got to ask you to take out the trash, you might want to check your love. Because you should know that they want you to do that before you do it. Now, I didn't say that you do it, but you should know. So when they tell you, hey, honey, can you take out the trash? You say, yeah, babe, I was just getting ready to do that. And it should be real. It should be fake. And if every time the person got to tell you to take out the trash, and every time you was just getting ready to do the trash, that's not love. Why? Because you are doing it out of command, not out of proactivity. So when I say do bad, feel good, that means you understand the biology of what negative thinking creates in the brain. It creates a mental disorder. And since you're not interested in being another version of Split, you're not trying to remake that movie, you're not going to feel bad, even while doing bad, because you understand what that does to the brain. So you're going to always think good. So that way you're sending signals to the brain and other areas of the body that produces a neurological network of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Because science has proven that every thought in the brain releases chemicals. And if you think positive thoughts, it's going to lead to positive feelings that's going to bring about a physical change in the body because your thoughts stimulate and release neurotransmitters, which contain chemical substances that allows the brain to positively establish highways called neurological networks or neural pathways in the brain that bring about health. It makes the brain and the body more alkaline because these neurotransmitters, they communicate and they release hormones that make you feel good. So your goal is to always feel good. So how can you always feel good if you sometimes do bad and sometimes feel bad because you did bad? Well, you want to override the feeling. This is called manufactured thought. You have to manufacture the feeling. You have to learn to replace negative thoughts with positive ones. You have to learn to change your brain. Therefore, you can change the frequency. You can change the chemistry. You can change the biology. You can change the structure. You can change your metal. You can actually change the size of your body. Your brain is so powerful, it changes the molecular structure of your body. You cannot afford a negative emotion. Fear, doubt, and unbelief, all of these are negative emotions. They change the molecular structure of the brain, and it actually produces what we call now mental disorder, a mental disease. So your awareness of the mental process that leads to a mental productivity that strengthens your ability to think, to feel, and to do is only enhanced by establishing new neural pathways and a new neurotransmitters that communicate to the neurons and the synapses in the brain that allows the synapses to come closer so that when an electrical signal is activated, the synapses, which is the space between one neuron and the next neuron, is bridged. They get closer, so the distance decreases and the electrical charge can travel from one neuron through the synapses and grow the other neuron. When you are in fear, doubt, and unbelief, the synapses, the distance between one neuron and another neuron, it pulls back or it increases. Therefore, the electrical charge cannot jump from one neuron to another. That's called hate. When you are in love, the electrical charge is so powerful that it jumps and it clears the synapses gaps and it bridges and it establishes and connects all of the neurons in the brain. And so neurons that fire together wire together, and neurons that fire and wire together work together. And you establish a new neural network so that way you have love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. In the midst of doing bad, you always feel good because your brain is only wired to release good. So the brain doesn't even recognize bad. It doesn't even know bad because you totally rewired your brain. That's what I did. I rewired my brain because I thought good so long, so many times, that all of the neurons in my brain, they got so close together that the electrical charge, my whole brain is activated, and the synapses are joined together to establish a neurotransmitter that allows me to transmit love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. These neurons mirror each other. So your brain is filled with little mirror neurons. That's what it's called. These mirror neurons, they mirror the environment. And they are beneficial to you because they allow you to learn from your environment, from your experiences. So the more good neurons you have, it draws more good experiences. So when you experience someone feeling an emotion of happiness, it connects and it enhances your happiness. And when you feel somebody that's unhappy, you're sensitive. And your energy, your electrical charge fires up and says, we don't recognize that frequency because it's not happiness. So your brain is an amazing organism that is an organization that you build. So you are the CEO of You Incorporated, and you have the ability to organize your organism to be positive or happy or love, joy, self-control. So when anything that's not on that same frequency comes into your brain, the brain blocks it out. The brain doesn't align with it. The brain sends that frequency out. It has refusal or denial. That is the opposite of enthusiasm, interest, and optimism. Refusal and denial is a negative affirmation. Enthusiasm and interest is a positive affirmation. So, brothers and sisters, is your glass half full? Is your glass half empty? Or is your glass, like mine, always full? It ain't half empty or half. It ain't half nothing. It's full, always filled. So when I do bad, I feel good because I'm always feeling good. So when I do bad, my brain tells me, what is this? Why are you doing this? We don't do this. My brain rejects bad. So it prevents me from doing bad. So your job is to remember, you got to be the mental before you can be the physical. You got to be a mental millionaire before you'll be a physical millionaire. You must hold the mental. You must be the mental equivalent of the physical goal you wish to accomplish. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. You must be the mental equivalent. You must have the mental capacity. You must hold a mental image. You must hold it in your brain first before you can manifest it in your hands. You must hold good in the brain first before you will manifest good in your hands. So there's a lag period. What's happening is you're holding good in the brain, but it's not manifesting in your hands. And so you say, well, this shit is not working. So I feel bad. Therefore, you never build the mental good. So you got to feel good while doing bad. Feel good in your head. And if you feel good in your head, and if you hold that feeling for at least 21 days while doing bad, guess what happens? You're going to rewire your brain, and then that feeling in your head is going to manifest in your hands. Your job is to understand kingdom principles and not tradition. Hold it in your head. It will manifest in your hands because the big G is married to people who is married to him. If you are married to doing good, God is good. He'll be married to you. That's Jeremiah 3:14. So brothers and sisters, I'm doing good and feeling good. How are you doing? So this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, King yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you, so faithful.
shop for them big fools and snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mine is like a deep mine that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo.
I'm
standing here to make my stand until I go. I'm so intangible.
Yeah.
Look it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold.
Yeah.
I've been making these records like I'm very mental. Ain't no telling when you fall on self and how the man will grow.
Yeah.
Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out their mental catacombs.
Yeah.
I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone.
Yeah.
I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a tone. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome.
Yeah.
I'm so loyal,
yeah.
I can't
yeah.
leave my home, I can't leave alone. I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go.
Yeah.
I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go, you'll find it.
If I knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude?
Keep
staying
true.
Everything I do is from God. Everything I do is wrong.